Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Michelle Munich is a vet at Home for Paws. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What is the, I mean, it's not meant to be the conversation we're having, but I'm just curious, what is the breeding issue with King Charles Spaniels? I mean, obviously, bulldogs, I understand there's breathing, there's chest issues, respiratory type of issues. What's with the Cavalier King Charles?
Howard, you are breaking up a lot.
Oh, dear.
I am not a vet.
Ah, you're not a vet. So this is not going to be a conversation that...
No.
All right, cool. Well, then let's talk to you about what we really do want to talk to you about, and that is the issue of people immigrating. I would imagine that this is becoming more and more of a problem. And I know I'm very judgmental about people who immigrate and don't find a home for their dogs and just hand them over. And I guess we shouldn't be, right? Tell us what's going on out there.
Okay, so Howard, what we are doing, we are a non-profit shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we get lots of people that, like, if they immigrate, the, especially elderly dogs, they don't want to give them a second chance, because normal SPCAs, they give a dog 28 days in the shelter. If they're not adopted, they get euthanized because they can't keep the animal there for the rest of their life. So what we do is we rehab them and we take them in. Like we, our shelter has got huge, huge kennels, but some of the animals that are used to home environment. So when the people immigrate, they come to my farm, they come to my house, they live inside the house, they sleep in our bed.
How wonderful!
That are part of the whole
of the family.
And we actually rehab them. Keep them interacting with cats, dogs, rabbits, you name it. And we do give them a home, that we do home checks, and we make sure that it's the perfect home for them so that they don't end up in a normal shelter where their life will only, well, all the dogs don't get adopted that easily.
That's such an interesting point that you're making about keeping the dogs within a home environment. I know that whenever we've discussed getting a new dog, talking about, my daughter would always say, we have to get a dog from a shelter, we have to get a rescue. And we've always worried, because there are a lot of little kids running around, you know, if they haven't been living in a home environment, will they be able to cope with that? Will they pose a danger? And what you're saying is, in fact, because the dogs in your environment actually are living within a home, it makes a tremendous, tremendous difference to the families that can consider adopting them.
Exactly. And what happens is some dogs, especially outer dogs, or older dogs, they are used to their previous owners. So they are very prone to, you know, the previous owner's habits.
Mm.
So when they come here, I mean, they are interacting with absolutely anything and anyone, and they drive on the farm, they do everything that they normally wouldn't have done, and it makes the process of them being rehomed so much easier for the animal. And the animal, the whole adoption process just goes very smoothly.
Mm.
Whereas normal, it will actually be traumatized for a dog sitting in a cage and don't know what's happening, and when they get rehomed, they are skittish and scared because they don't know what happened to them, and they feel like they've been thrown away. Whereas when they come here, they immediately feel accepted and just loved.
How many dogs do you have, do you look after at any given time?
Well, in my home itself, I had up to 22 dogs on one stage.
Wow.
And then, the funny thing is they do sleep in my bedroom and they sleep with the kids.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
You know, none of them are outside. They are all in my house.
Do you form attachments to them? I mean, is it difficult when you home them?
Of course it's difficult. But you know what? We try. It's not like we rehome them to the first person that actually
right.
Want to adopt them. So it makes it easier because you know that that dog is going to live in that house and that dog is going to thrive in its new environment. So that makes it easier knowing that the dog is actually going to just thrive and like blossom where they're going.
It's really incredible. Do you fundraise? How do you? Because I mean, feeding 22 dogs at any given time is not for sissies.
No, and you know what? We are not like the SPCA that gets state funded. We actually are very, very of people that are donating. I mean, that is how we survive, of donations and people donating money for our vet bills, because our vet bills
are think of that. Absolutely. Sky high. I would imagine.
And then of food and stuff, because we really can't survive without donation.
No, I'm sure not. And it's an incredible... I think it must be also very comforting to anybody leaving, knowing that they're leaving the dog, their pets, in that type of environment, number one. And number two, that they're not at risk for being euthanized, which is a very real problem in some of the other shelters.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? I mean, we had an elderly dog go earlier. He was on the verge of being euthanized. And we took him in, and he was very skittish, and he didn't know what was going on. And by the time he was adopted, he was running around. He was playing ball. He was living a king's life.
Wow.
And yeah, that is just... What makes us go every day is to see and to know that every dog that comes to this shelter, comes through Home for Paul, can in the end thrive.
Absolutely fantastic. Michelle Amunik, thank you for chatting to us, and thank you for the amazing work that you do. I can tell you our listeners will definitely respond to the stories, because it's something that we value greatly.